Hello, hello, hello. Season's greetings and happy holidays from the podcast About Nothing. Hi, my name is Angie Toussaint Billingsley, and I'm sitting here in my office in San Ramon, California, recording a podcast which is long, long overdue. I want to preface by saying that I have recently hired a social media content creator, and I highly recommend her. She's professional. She is an innovator. She is creative, and I love her work and all that she does. To reach her, you can email Samira, S like Sam, AUMIRAH at dancedays.org. Samira at dancedays.org. And days is spelled with a Z. Dance Days, DAZE.org. Samira at dancedays.org. Awesome social media manager. I love her and I love all that she does. Highly creative. Okay, so I begin the podcast by saying happy holidays and season's greetings to all. And I say that because in this country, which is where I live currently, the demographics and the religious groups are extremely diverse. And in order not to evoke any strong reactions by saying, you know, Merry Christmas to someone who's Jewish, I just keep it simple and say, you know, season's greetings or happy holidays. It's not offensive. It's appropriate for the season, and it works for me. I know that some patriots feel uneasy about it because they feel it's a quote-unquote war on Christmas, which I think is kind of ludicrous, because you don't just have Christians in this country. You have, you know, you have Muslims, you have Jewish people, you have Africans, you have Indians, you have Mexicans, and on and on and on. So that's what this country is all about. It's about diversity. So there is no war on Christmas at all. So come to grips with the fact that this country is extremely diverse in religious and also demographics. It's extremely diverse. So become more inclusive. And that's why I say it. You have people who celebrate Hanukkah, you have people who celebrate Christmas, you have people who celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, on and on and on. I think it's really fun to be more inclusive as opposed to just being, you know, one-sided about it. I like the fact that this country is diverse. So let's see, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the holidays. We're going to talk about inclusiveness, and we're going to talk about not insulting people who are other than Christian and who don't celebrate the birth of Christ. Plus, it's much more fun, like I said, to celebrate, you know, other things besides just one. It increases your development and your knowledge about other cultures as well. So I think it's fascinating. And what do I believe? Well, it's interesting. My husband and I were both raised by, I would say, Christian parents. My family is Catholic, very profound Catholics, so Catholicism reigns heavily in my family. So I was raised Catholic, and my husband was raised with religion, but I don't think his parents necessarily were profound churchgoers or anything of that nature, but certainly they believed in God. So I think that it was a Christian upbringing that he had, but I know everyone won't share in my experience, haven't shared in my experiences, and they won't share my philosophies, but what I believe, I do demand respect, and I give respect in terms of what others believe too. And I think that where we are today, we have long since stopped celebrating Christmas in its pure meaning, which is what we do honor and celebrate, because we think it's a beautiful holiday. We love it. We love the season. We love the crisp weather. We love the decorations. But the story of Christ in terms of Christianity and the manger and Mary and Joseph looking for a room at the inn and being turned away and being watched over by shepherds and the stars and the three wise men and the cold and the angels. That is a beautiful story. But then you throw in Macy's and Amazon and Nordstrom's and Target and Walmart and shopping and spending an exorbitant amount of money and the debt in excess of what we actually have and going beyond our means and the debt after after the holidays, and the message that we send to our children, and on and on and on, that's the part that we no longer participate in, because that part is extreme, and that part has nothing to do with the origin of the Christmas holiday as we know it. So, you know, if you must, when we give things in our home, like for example, if we invite you to our home, we don't exchange gifts, my husband and I. We do not give Christmas presents. We give love 365 days out of a year. And if I'm compelled to buy my husband a $200 pair of boots, or a $15 shirt, or whatever, I do it throughout the year. It's nothing that has to be designated for a particular day or season. Love is not like that. It's not compartmentalized into seasons. It's something that we do all the time. We're not caught up in that whatsoever. If we get something in our home, a gathering during the holidays, our resounding theme is do not bring anything. Just come as you are. Come and eat. Come and drink. Come and be merry at our home. And if you must bring a gift because you're caught up in the gift giving and gift buying, we say that you bring a gift for a child, and we'll either donate it or give it to one of the children that are in attendance, because we want no part of that. We just want to come, you to come to our home, come share our food, come share our drink, and our home becomes your home for that day, and share in our warmth, but don't bring any gifts. That's insulting to us, because we're not into that. We don't believe in that. We want the message to remain pure. We don't consider ourselves Christians, but we are people of the world, if you will. And that's why we say season's greetings or happy holidays, because it's inclusive. It's more of a worldwide attitude, being inclusive, as opposed to saying Merry Christmas, because Christmas is a Christian holiday. Let's see. What I want to bring up is Emma Lazarus. Emma Lazarus was an immigrant and activist who fought for the rights of Jews and for all people. And she wrote a poem as a donation to an auction, because the Statue of Liberty needed to be repaired. So she donated this poem in an auction to raise money. And in 1903, this poem was included on the pedestal of Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty in New York City. And here is what the poem says. Quote, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Focus on this right here. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest, lost to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Those words America has not lived up to, in my opinion. When I've seen children in cages, babies in cages, literally locked in cages, people being, you know, forced out of the country at any cost, no matter the circumstances, the cases are not individualized, parents ripped apart from their children, it reminds me of another time in this country, and that time is slavery. When America went to a country, Africa, and committed one of the worst atrocities of all mankind, and they stole a race of people, brought them to this land, and forced them into slavery. It's no different. It's just no different. And America, like I said, has definitely fallen short of that message. And to say that is an understatement. So I like to repeat that again, what the Statue of Liberty says. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's what it says. And people come here looking for freedom and independence and, you know, being in exile or running from treacherous situations in other countries. And we call for them, and here they are. And when they come to the door, we turn them away. That is not the spirit of the nation as it claims to be. That is not the spirit of Christmas. That is not the spirit of love. And that's what we don't want to promote. So in this season of giving and holiday sharing and love, take what you feel during this season and carry it for the next 365 days. Make this season a part of your life. Don't, you know, after the holidays, don't get caught up in to what you feel you're forced to do. Be who you are. Believe what you believe. Accept what others believe. Respect their beliefs and demand respect for what you believe as well. And I think when we do that with the demographics and diversity in this country, I think it can be a much better place. There is no religion or race that is better than the next. And I think that if we feel that, believe that, and treat people as such, it'll be a much better place to live in. I strongly feel that. So I wish everyone a very, very, very happy holiday season. I wish that you and your family are safe from harm. I wish that you all have all the things that you want, and more importantly, the things that you need. So I say to you, Merry Christmas, Christians. Happy Hanukkah, Jews. Super Solstice, Pagans. Hooray, Human Light, Humanist. Joyous Kwanzaa to the African diaspora. And to everyone all together, happy holidays and seasons greetings. Take care, and I'll see you next time. And in light of the fact that I'm not a regular podcaster and my podcasts are intermittent, I probably won't chat with you until next year, which is actually not that far away. So we'll see you in 2020, and be well.